Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Bir Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Hei Omer Aleph in the third volume of Shulchan Aruch. And Mirtz Hashem, we are finishing up the beautiful Simon Shin Chav Gimel. And we begin on the very top line with Se'if Ches. The Mechaber tells us, Kos Sheshosa Bo Eino Yehudi. On Shabbos, if a non-Jewish person drank, as we'll see the Mishnah Bir explains, wine from your cup, Mutur Lahadicho Ledivri Akol. You are allowed to go and rinse out this cup on Shabbos according to everyone. What's the issue over here? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Kot Lamed Zayin that we're talking here about Yain, wine, as I mentioned, in the cup. Av shebelo hadocha osu lishtamish bo, even though without rinsing this cup out, you would not be allowed to use this cup. Nevertheless, afilu hachi lo mikre misakin ayedeze. This is not called correcting or fixing this cup, which has the wine that a non-Jewish person used inside of it, so therefore it is stam yenam, and therefore it is b'muktza, and you wouldn't be allowed to use this cup unless you rinsed it out. Because this cup is technically perfectly good, it's only the wine inside of it that is a problem. When you take out the wine inside of it and rinse it out, you're not really fixing the cup. It's as if you're taking out something that's disgusting from inside any cup, and that is permitted. However, vim yodea shelo yishtamish bo hayom, but if you don't need that cup anymore during the day, there's no way you're going to need it on Shabbos, that Shabbos, also ladicho, then you wouldn't be allowed to rinse it. And this is no different than any other cup, which we said, if you're not going to use the cup that Shabbos any further, you're not allowed to rinse it out. V'chanal b'siv vav b'mishnah berurah, as we've already learned. And this is true, v'afilu hachi mutu l'taltel hakos apelo adocha. And even though there is this muktza stam yenam inside this cup, you still are allowed to move the cup itself, even without it being rinsed out. And furthermore, afilu yesh b'kos pirurei pas shashar bo ein yehudi b'yayin, and even if there is some little crumbs of bread inside this cup that the non-Jewish person used, afilu hachi mutu l'taltel hakos, you still are allowed to go and move this kos. The lo havi basis ledavar aser. We don't consider this cup a basis for a davar aser. De ha perurim betalim legabe hakos. The gear so that we have is the kos. Some of the older versions of Shulchan Aruch have over here the word hapas, which is incorrect. And the reason why you're allowed to move this is because the perurim are considered negligible in the cup over here, and therefore you're allowed to move the cup. The issue footnote number 33 brings down that the Chazon Ish questions over here. He says, this is an Issur Hanah. It should be even stricter than a regular din. So how can you say that it's batel to the kos? Nevertheless, even the Chazon Ish says, shal kol ponim mutal tatel as a kos im shirel. You're allowed to move this cup with the remaining wine inside of it. Mishum shehem kigraf shori. They have the halachic status over here of like a garbage, something that you do not wish to have, like a pail of excrement. And he says, Mikol Mako Mutul Ahasbin Nochrish Yochli Mabishabis. Lichatchila, you are allowed to even invite a non-Jewish person to have a drink with you, to come into your house and eat with you on Shabbos, even though this will create a graf shari, which you normally are not allowed to do, it's not a problem. Then the Mishnah brings down a related idea, a very important halacha. He brings down from the Trumas Hadeshen, Kosa B'Trumas Hadeshen, the Ein Levatel Isser B'Shabbos. One is not allowed to go and nullify an Isser on Shabbat, because the Ein Lechah Tikkun Gol B'Zeh, there's no better way, so to say, of fixing a utensil than Mimavatel the Dover that's also inside of it. And you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to Mimavatel an Isser Lechatchila, even during the weekdays, as we'll see, and certainly not on Shabbos. The Ramah holds
the Af Bechol Ein Levatel Shum Isser Lahosif Alav At Shishim Afilu Isser the Rabbanon.
As I just mentioned, on a weekday you're not allowed to be Mavatel and Isser Lechatchila. You have a mixture of milk that fell into a chalent on a Tuesday, on a weekday, and it's 30-1 against it, so it's not Batel. You're not allowed to go and add another 30 to make it 60-1 against it. That's an Isser the Rabbanon. And even if the mixture is only also mid the rabbanon, because mid the raisa, it's batel berov. So here the rabbi said that it's not batel. Nevertheless, this has a halach lemaisa ramification over here. If you have one thing that's dry mixed in with another thing that's dry, one and two. The Bechol, on a weekday, Yochel Lahosif Alav Ad Shishim, Kedei Levash Lo Achakach. On a weekday, for example, you had one frankfurter that got mixed up with two frankfurters, the one non-kosher frank got mixed up with two franks, and now you want to cook it together, so you're allowed to add another 58 francs over here, so you have 60 against one. Now, if you cook them all together, even though the taste will go from one to the other, that's permissible, as it's brought down in Kedisa B'Yoridei, Simen Kuvtes. However, on Shabbos Yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to go and add to a mixture over here. Mishum de mikre misakim, because this is now fixing something which you're not allowed to fix on Shabbos on a weekday. It's not a problem of fixing, and therefore you're allowed to do it on a weekday. However, v'hecho de mikle kale yisura, but if the iser is totally destroyed as a result, shari, then you are allowed to do this, kemo shekasev b'simin tov kuv zayin siv beis. Now, there are two important ideas over here in the Dershu footnotes. Dershu footnote number 34 brings down, ulegabe hosofas ma'at mayim lekos yayin shenif gemo, kedei lesakin es pigmosa. If you have a cup of wine that has a little bit taken off from it, so now it's called the kos pogum. So we learned already in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph and the Mishnah Berurah over there, shemutter, you are permitted to go and add a little bit of water to this to fill up this kos. And even though the Yeshua Yaakov says you're not allowed to do that, it mechsei kimisakin, it looks like you're fixing it. Nevertheless, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains that even the Yeshua Yaakov said over there is only according to the Sovrim, to those poskim that hold, shehosefes ma'at yayin einamu ila l'sakin es hayayin apogum. They hold that you add a little bit of wine, it doesn't correct it. And therefore, also levatel barov es hayayin apogum. You're not allowed to add a lot of wine to be mevatel the yayin pogum. As opposed to here, we hold that adding a little bit of wine does remove the pagam. So in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Pei Beis, we said, therefore you can do it on Shabbos. Because this is no different than rinsing something out, which is permissible, and it's not considered a case of bitul barov. The issue foot number 35 brings down, what happens if you have wood that got mixed into prepared wood, so you have wood that fell off on Shabbos, which is muktzah, that got mixed into wood that was prepared before Yontif, that can be used for firewood on Yontif, because you're allowed to go and cook on Yontif, and it falls into your oven. So we said, Shasuri Mishum Muktzah, those wood that fell off are muktzah. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch brings down, Mutu Laharbos Aleim Atzei Heter Kedei Levatlam, but you can add more good firewood over there and overcome the muktzah wood by adding enough good wood. As soon as the yontif is over, all the wood becomes good. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shelo hichmiru b'zechachom. The rabbis were not machmir over here. Kivan she'ikar ha'anoa me'aitzin bo'liachar hesikosam. Because over here, the actual hanoa you get is only after the wood is all burnt up, when you cook something. And the wood is no longer around at that point in time. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, U'mutu l'shar shishim, you can go where you're allowed to go and add enough to make sure that it's 60 against it, so it's batel. Afilu nisari the erev Shabbos lo nodelo ad Shabbos, and this is permissible as if the mixture was done on erev Shabbos and you only find out about it on Shabbos. However, you can only estimate this. V'davka l'shara b'das of the mare einav. You can only make 60 against it to nullify it if you don't actually measure it out, but you just use by the estimation of your eye and what you think is more than 60 against it. Holim dolo, but to actually measure out 60 against it, that would not be allowed. Even though we did say in the past that you're allowed to go measure things out if it's a bar mitzvah, here there's an additional problem. It looks like you're fixing it with your hands, and therefore, brought down by the Prima Gadim, this is not allowed to actually measure it out. Then he brings down for the Magen Avraham, the Yovish, B'Yovish, Shinasar of Chabitre. If you have dry things, one that got mixed up with two, so mutu lahashlich echad mehem lahatir achem. We have a rule, for example, midaraisa, if one non-kosher frank got mixed up with two kosher franks, all three franks can be eaten technically by the same person because of bitul berov. However, the rabbis instituted that one person shouldn't eat all three. So in this situation, you'd be allowed to take out one of them in order that the other two can be eaten. The kivon, the eino elu chumer biyama, since it's only a chumer over here that the rabbis instituted, the medina kosh ein echol liyotim echol shari, because technically all three could be eaten by three different people, according to everybody. Akein lo hevi zim kimisakin. Therefore, if you remove one and have one person eat the other two, that's not called misakin. Finally, sakin treifa, if you have a knife that became treif, in rotz lachtuch bo lechem, if you want to cut bread with it, uchadoma bitzonin, deboy hadocha, and you're cutting it cold, so you only have to rinse off the knife. Demashma shifshuf heitev lo hadocha biyama. When we say rinse it off, it means you have to rub it well and not just wipe it off. Ein latzos of Shabbos. That already is considered a significant tikkun, and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. The heavy kimisake, and you bring down some the Prima Gadim. That is a real tikkun, the heavy kimisake. The issue footnote number 37 brings down, avol stam hadocha muteres, but a simple wiping of it would be allowed, as we've already brought down previously, that you're allowed to wipe the blood off meat and eat it raw. In a situation where there's no problem in eating meat raw with blood inside of it, as we discussed, because it's not considered a tikkun in the guf ha-basar, you're just wiping off the blood that's on the outside, and the basar itself is not being corrected in this situation. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, Mutu l'shafshef hakelim b'chol dover. One is allowed to rub utensils using any material over here to get off whatever dirt is there. Chutz, with one exception, miklei chesef. You're not allowed to wipe silver utensils begartikon. What is gartikon? Shehu shimer yayin, it's the dregs of wine. Shenis yapshu, that dried up. V'niskashu, in a hard. And the reason why you're not allowed to use these dried up hard dregs of wine to wipe off silverware, because it will wipe away some of the silver, because the silver is relatively soft, and therefore that's an issa of memarik, rubbing something away. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Lamed Ches, you're allowed to use any material other than this gartikon for other utensils. And he says this includes, when he says anything, afilu b'neser, which is like sodium carbonate or some alkaline solution, v'chol, or sand that is rough, kishiyichid lohem makom mibod yom shein amukza. As long as, of course, you prepare this sand or the sodium carbonate before Shabbos in order that it's not considered mukza. Dishu footnote number 38 reminds us that we learned this previously, that if you have prepared dirt for usage on Shabbos, as long as you prepared it before Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'nira d'davka kishiyo hachol megubal b'mayim erev Shabbos. The only time you can use this clumped type of sand over here is if it was wet before Shabbos. You were mixing it before Shabbos. So you now have this mixture of the sand that you can use as a rubbing agent. Or you just take the sand without any water inside of it. Oh, lehefech. Or alternatively, kishinosin harbi maim. Or you put in so much water over here, shol yizdabi klal lachol echad chavero, that none of the sand will really be attached one piece to the other piece. It won't clump at all. In all of these ways, it's permissible to use this chol on Shabbos as a rubbing agent. Because if you do have it clumped together, di lav hachi, if you don't do it in this way and it's clumped together, then there's a concern. Yesh b'zeh mishum chashash lisha. There's a problem of kneading it on Shabbos, according to Kama Poskim. As we have already learned, Kimavur Le'el in Simin Shin Chav Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah over there. As well, Ayin Akam B'Sov Simin Shin Chav Vav, the Yuchal Lika Chachol B'Yadayim Rituvah. So you're allowed to go and take the sand if your hands are wet. Then he adds, Ve'afal Pisha Evsho Degor Rivahavim Machek, even though when you're using this rough sand over here and you're rubbing it on the utensil, you might rub away some of the utensil and then you'd be over the Yisra Machek, just like we said with the Gartikon. Nevertheless, we call makom with the sand, heavy dover she'enu miskavi mishari. It's not likely to happen, it's not a psik resha, and it's certainly not something that you want, and therefore it's permissible. As opposed to the gartikon, avol gartikon, heavy psik resha. This will definitely happen. The gartikon is very hard, and it will rub away the easily malleable, soft silver. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, u'maharil hoya oser lishtofes hazuchuchis b'shibole shual lehatziro. The maharil says that you're not allowed to go and rub glass using oats in order to make it shine. V'tzarech tam lama. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not sure why. The Avshur, the Mishnah Berurah suggests, the Sfir Le, the Davka Luhodia Hakelim Shu Nikim Shari. Maybe it's only because you're only allowed to clean these utensils in order to make them clean. However, Avolo Lahatziro, but you're not allowed to go and do it in order to make them shine. And he brings down this from the Morgan Avram, and he says, this is the Dochak. It's not clear that this is really a problem. In the Sharet Zion, Os Mem, the Mishnah Berurah adds over here that this is from the Morgan of Rum, as I mentioned. Ulefi zeh lahatzir hasakinim b'shabes gam kinoser. The Prima Gordon explains the Morgan of Rum over here that to shine any utensil would not be prohibited on Shabbos. And in Sharet Zion, Os Mem Aleph, he brings down from the Chemed Moshe, Shekosav de lo nihira. He doesn't agree with this idea. The b'neser v'chol b'vadei matzir evavilu hochi mutter. The carbonate over here and the sand will definitely also make it shine. How come that's permissible and this is not? So he brings down a teretz of the Mariel, shelo litzara chayom, that the Mariel is talking about where you don't need it for that day. And then it's not only shining it that is a problem, but even rubbing it at all would be a problem according to the Mariel. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Tes says, you're allowed to go and rub all these things with everything we said except the gartikon. And he brings down, ushar kelim afilu begartikon nami sharmi. Other utensils that aren't so soft and won't be rubbed so easily as the silver are allowed to be rubbed to clean them, even with the gartikon. This brings us to a very interesting dirshu footnote number 41. What about using steel wool? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal has brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, says it's forbidden to use steel wool on Shabbos. Kimishu memachik ma'at me'akli b'eishiv shufo, because it's going to rub a little bit of the kli off when you go and rub the steel wool on the utensil. And therefore, gamitochin shetzemer felda matziras ha'kelim. Likewise, the steel wool over here is also going to make the kelim shine. Tzemer felda is the steel wool. And there's also the opinion of Shelos Achuvus Orlitzion, who asks it as well, Mishum Shumamachik, it's a kelim, because you're rubbing off the kelim. I, Shulchan Aruch, said this is only for the Gartikon with silver. He says, nevertheless, steel wool is stronger than the Gartikon, and it will work even on non-silver kalim, and therefore it's prohibited because of rubbing it. On the other hand, however, Rav Eliashiv Zatzal permits you to use steel wool, shemishavshef pekalus wool b'chazka. If you don't do it so strong and you just rub a little bit with the steel wool, mutul lanakosim b'tzemer felder, you'll have to use the steel wool to go and clean. What about using something like a steel brush on Shabbos? So the Ksosa Shulchan brings down, shenoagu lihimana mizeh mishum uvdin d'chol. It looks too much like a weekday activity, and you're not allowed to do this. And he adds, sha'av sheyech b'zeh mishum schitim in the rabbanim. There may also be concern of rubbing the bristles over here and squeezing them out, and that would be an issa the rabbanim. And it would be like squeezing out the hair on Shabbos, which he says is an issa the rabbanim. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal permits this, and he would allow, for example, a synthetic type of a brush that used to clean baby bottles. There is no concern of schita when you use this as well. It doesn't absorb any of the water, and as long as it's a little bit clear that there's spaces in between the bristles, one would be allowed to go and use this type of a brush to clean out bottles on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem explains the reason why the Mechaber said you can't use the Gartikon is because it wipes it away. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Val kein osu lahashchis hasakim b'Shabbos." That's why you can't sharpen a knife on Shabbos. Afshelo b'richaim, if you're not using in a real millstone over here, rak b'etz chadom, you're only using it with some sort of a wooden implement. The domelim l'machik, he brings out from the Prima Gadim, this is similar to wiping it out. The issue footnote number 42 has a very important question that's very applicable for Chayalei Tzal, and he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that a soldier needs to clean his weapon. So im nidrash lekach rak nikoy rogel, if you need just a regular cleaning, so then you're allowed to go clean it on Shabbos like you are allowed to go clean utensils. But if it's packed with soot over here, then sarich l'shavshefo b'niyar zechuches, and you'd have to use something like sandpaper on it, yesh l'esor mishum amachik. That would be too harsh a substance. It would be similar to using the steel wool according to those that prohibited steel wool. However, he adds, sheish lesser zos mishum tochen. There's another problem here that may be considered grinding, like the Shulchan Aruch brought down in Simon Shin Beis, ligror tit yovesh me'abeget, to go and scrape off mud that's on your garment may also be a problem. So here too, the soot that you're removing with the sandpaper might be a problem as well. Obviously, if this is pikuach nefashos, we're talking about a different story where Rachmanu Litzlan, if terrorists or somebody bad is coming and the soldier needs to make sure that his weapons are in absolutely good working condition, it would seem that that would be permissible lechatchila and even a mitzvah. We conclude with Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Ein chofefin kelim b'melach. You're not allowed to go and scrub utensils with salt. Lefi shahamelach, because the salt, nimche, will become liquefied when you rub it vigorously. What's the isser over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud, this is analogous and similar to that we said you're not allowed to crush snow or hail on Shabbos. And we brought that down in Mavur B'Simen Shinchov Siv Tes. Ayin Shom Atam B'Mishnah Berurah. See over there what the Mishnah Berurah said. V'alkin Kosu HaPoskim. Therefore, the Poskim right over here. The Davka Lochov B'Hamelech Oser. It's only to rub over here with salt that is forbidden. However, Avomutu Litin HaMelech LaMayim. But you are allowed to go put salt into water. Shemediach B'Hem HaKelim. And you're going to again though rinse the Kelim off with this now salt water. Even though the salt is going to be dissolved as a result of that, just like we said, you're allowed to put the snow into water, even though the snow, or an ice cube, for example, is going to dissolve in the water, we're not concerned about that. So too over here, you'd be allowed to put the salt into the water itself and use that to go and rinse off. The salt water would rinse mistama better than the plain water, and that is permitted. With this, we conclude Simin Shin Chav Gimel and today's shir.